Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Zoe Lyons, and this is Let's Talk About the Husband.
I'm here too. I'm Stephen Bailey, and this is where we take a cultural look at all things pop culture.
Oh, we do. Can I just get a... Right, we are going to do that, and I promise we'll come back to this, but can I get a couple of things off my chest?
Please, I feel like this is the bonus episode. We could call it Let's Talk About the Husband, Zoe's Gripes.
I've had quite a long week. Well, I mean, it's been sort of an average... Well, it's been 7 days, but it just feels long. Do you ever have one of those weeks that just feels like it's been dragging and dragging and dragging, and every encounter that you have is just slightly irksome?
Yeah,
it's been
I really
one of those
have.
Irksome weeks. Not least because of the political situation that this country is currently in. And I had to sit down yesterday to try and digest my lunch whilst watching the kettle crisp that was Liz Truss resign.
I'm very honest about being like, I am not the most politically savvy. I probably wasn't really as engaged in politics until COVID happened as I should have been, and we saw all the nonsense there. Like, when it's blatant corruption, I mean, every now and again when you hear things bubbling in the background, you think, oh, I've just left the pan on. But when it is like actual corruption, it's looking you in the face. Do you know what annoys me more about Elizabeth Truss?
I love that you call her Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's right, because she's in trouble. Do you know what annoys me the most? One, she still tried to say what she's achieved in her time as Prime Minister.
I know!
I cannot! And do you know what else annoys me? My mum told me, don't go after her if she's wrong, that they get like 100-ish grand a year once they've been Prime Minister for the rest of their life for office costs. I once did a job, right? Mm-hmm. At the local mayor's office, what's it called? Town hall.
Town hall.
Licking envelopes for a local candidate, licking envelopes for things to go through the door. And I was talking too much, so I slowed down production. So they didn't ask me to come back after lunch. They didn't even pay me for the day. They didn't even pay me for the day. She gets paid for the rest of her life for incompetence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
is that how you feel?
So my eyes were watering yesterday as she came out and delivered that, I'm going to say, dispassionate speech. I've got cutlery in my drawer that has more depth to it than that person. Like, I think I could sit down with a fork and have a more humane conversation. I said to my wife, do you think she went inside and just fucking kicked off, like just destroyed the place with a sledgehammer? Thank you very much. And that is why I am resigning. I went back inside and just went, oh, fuck it! Just fuck it! Just smashed the place up with her. Started sewing, because she's there for the next week, and there's nothing like somebody who knows they're going in a position. The amount of stationery she's going to nick over the next 7 days, I reckon she's sewing prawns into the hems of every curtain, shoving mackerel down the back of the radiators. That's what I
think we need a bit of people power. I mean, why are they getting to stay in power as a party? I really don't understand the rules about this, because, like, how many times do you get to fuck up?
Anyway, so that kicked off my day yesterday. That annoyed me, as it annoyed the entire nation. And then I had to go and do, I went and did a corporate event last night, which I know you love.
You love corporate.
I mean, you know what? I mean, they, you know.
You guys, let me tell you something. Zoe Lyons has my corporate career that I dream of. Because the thing is, Zoe's an artist. She has passion in her soul. Mm-hmm. I am a money-grabbing hoe. I am to perfect be fair, for
I'm
going to
stop you there, Stephen. I, too, am a money-grabbing hoe.
You're a money-grabbing hoe?
Yeah. Listen.
You've been on Mot the Week.
Can I just, can I show you what I'm wearing today?
Please. Please.
I've gone full matching tracksuit.
Oh, my God. It's the GC. Oh, my God. Guys, Zoe Lyons is lying to us. She makes us think she's like this humble one of us. Yeah. And she is in a velour blue tracksuit. Like she's one of the Real Housewives of Cheshire. Yeah. She's wearing a hat so people doesn't see her hair before the hairdresser's been round to blow dry it.
I've only got two. Come on.
Or it's because of the alopecia.
I don't need a hairdresser to blow dry my hair at the minute. I just open a window and go, whoo, there we go, done. Finished. Do you know what I do? Great, because I've got, my hair is growing back, right? But I have saved so much money over the last year with haircuts. I get my wife to cut my hair for me, but I get her to do it like I'm at an actual hairdresser's. So I book an appointment with her. This is genuinely true.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, can you do 3 o'clock on Wednesday? And she's like, yes, I can. Then I turn up to the bathroom with my three tufts of hair, and then I show her pictures of hair that I aspire to have, but can't, like, ridiculous pictures.
It's very much back now, though, isn't it?
It's sort of coming back. Like, this bit is very much not there in places, but it's very
I think when it's fully back...
Yeah.
When it's completed, we should do something eccentric, like Diet Pink.
Well, when it is fully back, I'm going to go full... Like, it's got to be treated like a princess.
Yeah, of course it is.
But for now...
So it should be.
My wife cuts it. I stand there and I tell her what I want. She goes like that, pulls it down to the comb, goes, snip, finished. And then I look at it in the mirror and go, oh God, you've taken a bit too much off the side. She tries to talk her way out of it. I leave the bathroom, cry, and then sort of ruffle it up and go, it'll grow back in a week. Yes, so I'm wearing a matching tracksuit. I feel very waggy today.
I think you are waggy. I've said it before in this podcast. You're secretly showbiz. You try and act like the everyman, the every lesbian in Ho, but you're not.
Yeah.
You're like the rest of us. You're shallow and vacuous and like that spoon in the drawer.
I'm a spoon in the drawer.
You're that spoon in the drawer.
Ask me who the corporate was for last night.
Well, who was the corporate for last night?
Well, brace yourself, Stephen, for the...
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I mean, the envy that's going to pulsate through your every fibre. It was for the Refrigeration, Air Conditioning and a Heat Pump Association.
I would not even assume they had.
Oh, yeah.
Turn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have a question. So did you have to do, like, stand-up and then awards? How does it work?
Yeah, did stand-up.
If you get Zoe Lyons, what do you get? Do you have to do a quiz?
No, I didn't do a quiz last night. I did stand-up and then the awards.
Was this the thing you had a Toblerone at?
No, that was something else. I had a 4.5 kilo Toblerone at a gig on Tuesday.
And was it like a load of straight white men?
Last night at the Ventilation Awards, quite a lot of white men in the room.
Yeah.
And they had a house band.
A house band?
There was a band on the stage. Ask me what the band was called, Stephen.
Oh, I know the answer to this. What was the band called?
Wandering Hands.
And did their hands wander? Did you have to introduce them as well?
Yeah, I had to introduce the band.
What did you say? Did you behave?
Have they missed a memo? How can you call yourself Wandering Hands? Do you know what? They were charming young men as well. They were lovely. They were brilliant.
Young men? I thought you were going to be like, they were like 60-year-olds called Fred. I need to Google them. I'm going to see when they were formed.
Well, apparently they're called Wandering Hands because they normally wander around. I went, I don't think that's enough. I don't think that's enough to call you.
Did you tell them?
I said I think it's problematic. It's problematic.
What did they say to you saying they're problematic?
They were like, yeah, well, you know, yeah. I went, it's a bit hashtag me too, innit? I mean, wandering hands.
Oh my God, I found them.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, wandering hands, about them. Cutting loose from the tangle of wires and amps of a regular cover band, we energetically bound between tables and groups of guests, performing crowd-pleasing versions of hits from the last 60 years.
Yeah, they're very, very good.
Go.
Yeah, they're very, very good. They did a... They were really, really spot on. Just think the name's a little bit problematic.
Oh, one of them's really handsome.
Yeah, the lead singer's quite cute. I thought you'd like
him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got very nice eyes. And that's Tom. We bonded.
Oh, you stay away from Tom.
Okay, but here's the other thing that we will get onto the podcast in a minute, but maybe not because I'm really wound up.
We don't have to. This can be Zoe's gripes. This can be the pitch for you to get your own reality show. You and Cindy.
So let me explain to you what happened to me last night at this event. For the refrigeration air conditioning and heat pump association.
So is it just for the people that are in charge of the pumps on these things?
Well, I think they install them. They install
them.
So
it's like the man that brings you your fridge?
No, not fridges. These are heating and cooling systems that were within the framework of a building. So quite big contracts. Hospitals, schools, factories, that sort of thing. A lot of piping. I made a joke about piping. Anyway.
Did it go well?
It didn't really go well. Went nowhere. Like a lot of the piping. I made a joke about something dripping on somebody.
Can I ask you a question before you tell your story?
Go on.
Because last night you were also like you went down in history last night because you were on the last ever episode of the institution that is BBC's Mock the Week.
Yeah.
Some of us are watching you at home on that, and then you're performing to these, air cooling unit men.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, to me, is what they call balance.
Oh, it's completely balanced. Very balanced week. So I'm at this do, Stephen. Black tie. They always say to me, it's a black tie and gown. And I'm like, I ain't wearing a gown. I haven't worn a gown. Unless it's a dressing gown, I'm not wearing it. Can you imagine me turning up in a fucking gown?
I turned up in a gown before you turned up in a gown.
You're more likely to turn up in a gown than I am. You know, and then the auto cue person always says to me, are you wearing heels? I'm like, no. No, I'm not wearing a gown. I'm not wearing heels. And my face is already done, so don't even ask. Right? So then we have the rehearsal. And before I start the rehearsal, this AV man, the audio-visual assistant, comes bounding up to me and he goes, I want to show you how to use a microphone.
No way. What kind of mic is it? Just a handheld?
I want to show you how to use a mic. Now, I don't know where I am in my current cycle, but I must have been fairly hormonal because I'm usually quite a level-headed, even person.
Oh, no.
The rage that flushed from, I'm going to say, the tip of my toes to the top of my tuft just... It just sort of consumed me like a tsunami of hate. I want to show you how to use the microphone.
What did you say?
I said, thanks.
Okay.
Thank God you're here. Because I've only been doing this for 20 years. Thank goodness you have arrived to show me how to use a microphone. And the woman who was organising, I could see the like terror in her eyes. She was like, oh God, the host is going to go. The host is going to go. I'm usually so quiet and placid.
Yeah, you are. You are.
She went, you can hold it however you want. And I went, I'm going to shove it up his fucking arse.
Oh, not up his fucking arse.
Yeah, up his arse. And it was a big microphone. I'm going to show you... how to use a microphone. I didn't stop there, Stephen. It didn't
then
stop
what
there.
Happened?
Right?
Then what?
So, oh my God! I'm going to show you how to use a microphone. And then he showed me he how to use a microphone. Apparently, I've been using it wrong for the last 20 years. I don't know how anybody's ever heard me. It's a miracle that I've even been heard. It's incredible that I haven't just been introduced as a sort of mime act, that no, like the silent performer, because I have been misusing a microphone, apparently, for the last 20 years. An instrument so simple in its design.
Well, you say structure. That. I mean, we can never set it up for the podcast. We always struggle.
No, but an act, but a...
Oh, and I say we, I mean me. She's having a breakdown.
And then when I came off stage, he went, did you see how good that micro... Did you see how I told you
no.
to use the mic? Yes, 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 yes. Did you see? Then he back... Then he... Like, at that point, like, one eye started to flicker, right? One of my eyes started to go, like, properly, like, I was twitching. Like, I'm gonna hit him. And he said, do you know what we call that? I said, tell me what you call that. He went, microphone technique. That's what we call
oh.
it. Then he backed it up with, you've learnt something today.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He said that to me.
Excuse
you
me,
have
what?
Learnt something today.
Where and was I, this? I what thought, part of the world?
You're going to learn something in a minute, mate. The abrasive nature of a microphone up the anal cavity is what you're going to learn. Wow.
What? Okay, where in the world was this?
Hammersmith.
So it was in London?
West London, close to the M4.
Well, I've got to say, I've got to be honest with you. I'm glad someone's finally shown you how to use it.
Oh, God!
Hey! Because your microphone technique, honestly, when I saw you at Bent Double, when I saw you at
Bent Double. I couldn't
believe
he kept going. That's what we call microphone technique. Huh. Oh, I don't think I've ever been so comprehensively mansplained.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to leave that there for a second. Just let that...
I just can't...
You've learned something today.
Believe.
Mm-hmm.
I find people very annoying.
Oh, so that's... Listen, that's
I
that's
don't even
I'm
know
at.
What to say
no,
to that.
No, well, you've learned something.
If it was something like the auto cue, maybe you could play along and be like, oh, that's interesting. But a stick mic?
A mic. Well, there's another thing. I did another corporate earlier this week and the auto cue stopped working.
Oh, you were killing... Did you have your paper one?
No. No, it just went blank. It went blank as I went, and the winner is... And then the screen cut out. And I had to go...
Because the thing is, with corporates, what happens is every... It's these businesses that one man decides, I know what we should have, comedians and awards, and it's always like, you know, most attractive in the company, or, you know, like, best salesperson. It's very boring. No one actually wants it, really, do they, if we're being honest. No one wants it. No one wants to be there. No one wants the comedian. It's one person's idea. So then we get an auto cue because we have to read off these very strange awards, which, by the way, we're happy to do. We're
oh, I love it.
Listen, keep the money coming,
listen, keep the money coming.
But, yeah, but then it really is because you're so disengaged with it. When the auto cue drops, it's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, that's gone. Yeah. My eyes have gone. Yeah. Best
my
awards.
My favourite.
Go on.
Go on. No, you go.
The best one I ever did was the... Essex Wedding Awards. Oh, it was amazing.
I bet that was orange.
Do you know what, Steve? There was so much fake tan in the room. And each one that came, like every one that came up to the stage, the next one was more orange than the next. It was a sea of spray tan and veneer. I loved it. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
You'd have loved it. You'd have absolutely loved it.
I have to say, when I've been booked for these corporates, which is not as many as you, I've done as many in my career as Zoe does in a week.
Probably.
But probably that's true. But what I always find about them is, like, there's always something. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get to one and you go, oh, how do I get introduced? It's like, oh, so we just thought, like, you just walk on. And then it's like, and then I don't know about you, but I always get these, because they never start till like 9 o'clock at night, but they always want you there at like 5 o'clock because they want you to do a sound check before people come in and da-da. I have never had a sound check. I always just end up there at like 5, and then everyone's flapping around doing something else because the cheese souffle is not souffleing or whatever. And then you walk, then there's no thing. And then without a doubt, there's always a sound issue within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The light's always backlit, so you're always in darkness.
Yeah.
There's always something. It's like, you get told there's an autocue when they're like, do you want to just read it off the paper? We've decided to save a cost on the autocue. You're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
But then I actually do ones where I feel like...
Do you know there's an award to the wards?
No.
There's an award ceremony for people who do award ceremonies.
Oh, you're so lucky.
It's like being caught in an Escher painting.
The thing is, though, if your TV career ever took a nosedive, which is not because you're thriving, but if it ever took a nosedive, the amount of corporates you do, you could just live your best life off corporates.
Do you reckon? Yeah, probably. Well... Yeah. See, the two things feed off each other. We should start the podcast. We're 20 minutes in.
I'm really enjoying this, though, a little
bit. So I really had to get that off my chest this morning. I woke up angry.
Me and you both, sister. Me and you both. I've got a gripe.
Hit me.
Right. So, basically, Unbreakable's airing at the minute. And it's been
reviewed. Is that the thing that you're starring in on the BBC currently?
You mean Prime BBC Time? One's primetime new series Unbreakable, starring me, Stephen Bailey, my partner, Rich, Denise Wells, Shirley Ballas, Rob Beckett and more. You mean that one?
That's the one.
Yeah. So, obviously, we've come in prime time. There's eyes on you, which leads to problems. Now, obviously, everyone loves me because I'm nation's sweetheart. People just don't know it yet. But we didn't know with Cheryl at first, you know. We thought she was just rough. Then we loved her. Okay, that's what's going to happen to me. Shift a bit of timber, get the right outfits. Everyone's going to fall in love. Cry on cue. So anyway, Unbreakable has had a very scathing review from a TV critic, allegedly, called Jane Garvey.
Right.
Do you know who this is?
I don't know Jane Garvey.
Yes. Okay, this makes me feel so good because, right, first of all, you don't have to like the show. You don't have to like the format. You don't even have to like me, Rich, Charlie Mullins, whoever. You don't have to like anyone, right? That's the whole point about being a TV critic. You could be like, what they bring in the show, da-da-da. With me, she goes, there's also, it's something like, and comedian Stephen Bailey, brackets, no me neither, close brackets. So her only comment on me is that she has not heard of me. I cannot bear, I have so many levels about what I can't bear about this. Like I say, hate me, hate my dick jokes, call me Phil, hate my Radio 4 special, hate anything I do, hate me, hate the person I am. Hate the things I stand for, whatever. But what really annoys me is this when it's like, when you go on a show like this and they're like, who? And I don't mind when the general public do it because it's like, if like Brian is tweeting, ooh, never heard of him. It's like, I've not heard of you either, Brian. But what I can't bear it is your job is a TV critic, which says to me, you understand TV. You understand radio. You understand broadcast. We all have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
We all, like, nobody, Holly Willoughby wasn't born famous. She had to start somewhere. And when she was doing kids' TV, there would have been loads of people that had never heard of Holly Willoughby. And then when she got Dancing on Ice, it would have opened her up to a new audience.
And then when she Q-jumped, it opened her up to a massive audience. Ooh, anyway.
I like when Zoe Lyons gets sassy. When Zoe Lyons becomes a gay man, I think that's what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
So I just find it, first of all, I find it for someone that is critiquing very lazy of their job.
Yeah.
To go, who? Well, do you know what? It, clearly you don't watch Live at the Apollo, Would I Lie to You, Celebs on the Fan, Coronation Street, Celebrity Coach Trip. So just because you've not heard of me, second of all, I'm at the start of my journey. And do you know what was amazing, though? I mean, I don't know if this was honest, but I got a tweet off someone that claimed that they worked with this reviewer on a daytime BBC show where she was the host.
Right.
And they said, I cannot believe that she is saying this because she was the unknown host on a BBC daytime show. And they said the show was shit, but she was fantastic. So it's amusing that she's forgot to look at things in that way as an unknown.
Yeah.
Give it a chance. But it really irks me, the who thing, because first of all, it's like none of us are walking around being like, who. But actually, it's like it reeks of classism and snobbery because it's like, I have done 10 years on the circuit. I'm allowed a chance.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And also, it's like I say, it's going, well, you're not watching a lot of shows because actually, I'm on fucking everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like you said, you just mentioned her name and I went, who? So,
yeah.
Right back at you, sister. It's like when people say, okay, you do something that people don't like. So what they then refer to you as is Zoe Lyons, brackets, so-called comedian.
Yes, it's exactly like that.
Oh, my God. Nothing makes my nipples curl like a Moroccan slipper when somebody uses that phrase, so-called comedian.
100%.
Oh! It's so lazy.
Because you can say, I don't find it funny or this, but it's like, you can't say so-called comedian when you've been doing it 20 years. That's your job. That's like, because you know, it's like, do you know how many like service people I've had round to like do a paint job, to fix something, to fix a boiler, like a plumber that's come to fix a boiler and then the boiler's not fixed. You don't call them a so-called plumber. It's like they're a fucked up plumber. It's really annoying. Or like if a builder comes round and it's like they ran out of tiles, so they just leave one tile. You're like, well, I don't call you a so-called builder. I call you a fucking chancer. Come and hang me last tile.
I'm Zoe Lyons, so-called comedian, and I'd really appreciate it if you could show me how to use a microphone.
I just think with her as well, it's like going, one, you've... In my opinion, you have not watched this show because it's all like, oh, do I want to see comedian Stephen Bailey? Brackets. No, me neither. Like, deal with his boyfriend's loud breathing. And it's like, I think I say that as a joke in an interview. I don't think we cover that once in the show. Maybe we do. But what I find just so funny is going, why don't you talk about what I bring to the show and be like I talk about the homophobia, me and Rich Faith. Why don't you say that's
really interesting and really poignant and very moving. And,
yeah, but also why don't you say, at least be like, oh, and he wangs on about homophobia. Say something like that. Like, at least if you want to put me down, say something about the job I've done on screen, not about the fact that someone has given me a chance at the start of my career.
It's because we give these people too much power. That's why. We assume because they're wielding a pen that somewhere gets writ and somebody reads it. We give them too much power. And, there are incompetent reviewers. There are incompetent prime ministers, as we're finding out. Should we get on with the show?
Yeah, we probably should. We've only got 25 minutes left, but we've picked a great one.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, you told me to watch. We've gone back to our original source. The font from which this podcast was spawned from. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I was season 12 reunion, part one.
Season 12. Christ. Reunion, part one, which I watched on a train angrily last night after being told how to use a microphone. I've got a couple of questions.
Go on.
Who's Andy Cohen?
So let me tell you, this is kind of why I love America and kind of why I hate Britain. So Andy Cohen is a TV producer.
Oh.
And he worked his way up, and then he was an executive at Bravo. And do you know what Andy Cohen did?
What?
They said to him, they were like, listen, we want to do this show, like, where we kind of discuss Bravo TV shows, so much happens at the end, so we can have they call them Bravo celebrities, so we can have the Bravo celebrities on as guests and maybe explain themselves a bit more, because this was, it all started before, like, kind of Twitter and Instagram really blew up. So then they'd go on to his show, so they were like, oh, and it was like a little, like a little 10-minute thing for, like, Bravo, the website, and then it did quite well. So he, as a Bravo exec, just essentially commissioned it as a TV show. And it has never been cancelled because he's still an exec, I believe. He might not be an exec at Bravo anymore, but yeah. So Andy Cohen is basically an exec producer, made himself a presenter on all these shows.
He's done quite well for himself, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think he's really handsome. Do you hate him? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I wasn't sure at first, but I warmed to him because he does actually take the piss out of them quite nicely. Yeah.
Yeah.
The level of maintenance that's required to present these women on television is astonishing. I think they turn up at like 5 a.m. to get their makeup and hair.
I believe on this episode, the first one arrived at like 5:10.
Wow.
And
ask
if
me
you
how
notice,
long it takes me to do my makeup.
Well, I don't need the answer. It's like 6 minutes.
Oh, you're very generous.
Yeah.
I can do it in 5.
Jesus. Do you know what makes me laugh, though? Is it tells you what time they started recording the reunion, and that was 11 a.m. So that means they were there for like 5 or 6 hours.
Oh, that's a long time. So they were discussing various bits and pieces that had gone on. And of course, there's always a bit of gripe and argy-bargy between them. But something happened in this episode that's actually really changed my mind about reality TV, Stephen.
In a good way.
I think we've... Yeah, it...
Holy... Oh. I wish I had a shot. I wish I had a shot of Kathy Hilton's tequila right now.
Genuinely changed my mind.
Go.
And I was a little bit taken aback.
This podcast is finally complete.
We've almost completed every level. So they were talking about an episode where they went to Jamie Lee Curtis's charity event.
My Hand in Yours.
My Hand in Yours.
So chic. So chic. Listen, some of the charities on this. I sent you the Homeless Not Toothless. Oh, my God.
So they went to Jamie Lee Curtis's charity where she was selling off stuff, and they were talking about that. And then they got Jamie Lee Curtis on the reunion episode. Yeah. She turned up because she said she was astonished at how influential the Housewives show was on her charity. Like, it had a huge impact. When she appeared on the show, it had a massive impact on her charity. Sales of things went up, huge amount of money coming in. And Jamie Lee Curtis was basically there to say thank you and show her appreciation. My jaw dropped. It's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
She's like, she's a demigod to me.
Is she?
Yeah.
I like her in Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan.
I
don't like her in that.
What was the show she did with John Travolta where they do the...
I've only seen her in Halloween and Freaky Friday.
It's quite a lot of leotard. Anyway, she's Jamie Lee Curtis. She's Tony Curtis's daughter. She is Hollywood elite. Hollywood elite. Do you know our friend Kerry Godliman had lunch with Jamie Lee Curtis in LA?
What?
Yeah. When she told me, I could not believe it. I went, you did what? She went, yeah, we had lunch.
Because Kerry Godliman is so normal. I always forget how famous she is.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really, really famous. And yeah, our mate had lunch with Jamie Lee Curtis. Producer Paul is telling me the film's called Perfect. That's what it is. Well, there's a lot of gyrating. Gyrating in leotards. Google it after this podcast because it's quite eye-watering.
John Travolta used to be really fit anyway.
Yeah, beautiful. But Jamie Lee Curtis, I couldn't believe it. And she was there being very... it was very kind and very...
I thought she was very sincere.
Very sincere. And
honestly, have you seen the clip where they're talking about her there? Because you know she names the wind chime after Dariq, the Dariq chic wind chime. Have you seen that clip?
Very chic.
So chic.
So chic. So chic.
Dariq's like, that is so chic. Oh,
that's
my God.
So chic. Oh, my God.
That is the chicest candle. And she goes, oh, my God, I can't. I can't. That is so chic. Like, it is.
Well, Jamie
Lee Curtis. No producer could script that.
She renames the charity, doesn't she? So chic. So it's lovely.
It's the brand. It, the chicest children's charity. Yeah.
Chicest children's.
Your face when that was out must have been beyond.
I couldn't believe. I was like, wow, okay. If Jamie Lee Curtis.
Can get on board with the housewives.
Stuff, can get on board with this, then Zoe Lyons has to really knuckle down and get on board with this and see their value. Yeah. Then what happened was I watched a clip about homeless, not toothless, and it all fell away again.
So I've got to set up this. You guys, if you've not seen it, maybe we could do a little link to it in the notes. But... A magazine, I can't remember which one, I'll find out, but like a legit TV reviewing magazine claimed that this was the best 8 minutes of TV on the whole TV spectrum in 2022. Obviously, we're only in October, but they've claimed it is the best 8 minutes of TV this year, which is the ladies sat around with the Homeless Not Toothless charity.
Okay, I have so many questions about that.
Please. I was trying to explain this to my boyfriend this morning in bed. He was like, what's the aim of the charity? And I was like, they give homeless people a new set of teeth. And he was like, why don't they just give them a house? Yeah. And I was like, well, that's the name. The charity's called Homeless Not Toothless. And he was like, but veneers would probably get you a small house.
You see, this is the Americans are obsessed with teeth, aren't they? Yeah. Absolutely obsessed with teeth.
Yeah. It's why I got mine done.
You haven't got veneers, have you?
Not veneers, though. I got them done. They're my teeth, but I just got them all, like, shaped and put in place.
Did you?
Yeah, I had braces. And then when my braces were done, they shaped them. So they're like, see how they're like...
Okay. Oh, I mean, they're a good shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you had them whitened?
Yeah.
Have you? With what?
I don't know. Like the whitening bleach they give you at the orthodontist.
Do you have to? Do you have one of those lights that you put in your mouth and sit there with it?
No, I don't know if they're nonsense. I've never used them, but the bleaching gel I know works.
And you bleach, but doesn't that take the enamel off your teeth, and then you're just left with sort of useless stumps?
Hey. Who am I to argue? I've not got a stump yet.
See, I've got... Okay, I struggle with this. Homeless, not toothless. Because
I think it is so funny, though, when they mess it up.
Toothless, not homeless. Toothless.
Yeah, and then they're going, guys, this is a very serious charity. They keep going, okay, it's an important charity. It's not got a great name, but it's an important charity. And the piece de resistance pour moi is when Kathy Hilton goes, she says, listen, I know how important it is. I've worked with the homeless. I've worked with the toothless. And everyone's like, did that just come out of her mouth?
Very like, much like
toothless, not homeless. They need to rename this organization.
It's a terrible name. It's an awful name. I worry that if I ever move to LA, which, you know, could happen.
It'll happen.
Yeah, me, so-called comedian, move to LA. They'd make me change my teeth because I've got a big gap in my teeth. I've always worried about that.
Madonna has a big gap.
Yeah, didn't she have hers put in?
I don't know whether they... I mean, look at it. You end up having to have a different head.
Why?
Well, if you look at the housewives...
Yeah.
No one's face is quite the same, allegedly. I'm hypothesising, in my opinion.
What do you mean no one's face is quite the same?
Well, they don't look necessarily the same as they did in season one.
Oh, they've had a lot of work. Oh, I see. They've had a lot of work.
Allegedly. Allegedly. They sue everyone over there. Allegedly.
Allegedly, they've had some maintenance. I worry that they'd make me get rid of my gap.
No, I don't think they would.
No?
No.
You see, I have this fear of losing my teeth.
That means something, that. Let me Google it.
Gap in your teeth?
No, losing your teeth. You said that's you had a fear anxiety. Of losing your
A couple of years ago, I had a mishap coming out of a taxi whereby the top half of my body decided to vacate the taxi and the lower half of my body decided it was quite happy in the taxi. And when I opened the door, the top half of my body left the taxi, leaving the bottom half of my body behind. And you can't walk without legs, it turns out. And I face planted straight into a pavement, breaking my nose.
Is this in a dream in real life?
This is a real life situation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was quite dramatic. And it was, I ended up in A&E. And... alcohol had been involved, but I tried to sort of style it out and pretend alcohol hadn't been involved when the doctor asked me. And I said, oh, I think I just, my blood sugars must have dropped and I got a bit dizzy and that's why I fainted or fell on the floor. It was only when I left A&E that I realised that I had still got felt-tip pen moustache on my face because we'd been drawing on each other's faces. That's how drunk we'd got, and I'd left with a sort of David Niven-esque moustache still on my face.
No.
Anyway, I broke my nose, which I was sort of grateful for because I thought if I'd knocked my teeth out, I'd have had to have had replacement teeth, and I always worried that my teeth wouldn't get replaced like my teeth are because I had this big gap in my teeth, so they'd give me the sort of Osman chipmunk inside of an orange peel style teeth and it just wouldn't look like me. I worry about that.
I think you can say no to it. By the way, the fear of teeth falling out is called odontophobia.
Odontophobia.
That's what you have.
It's to do with, it's very much an anxiety. Do you have that dream where your teeth fall out?
No, I have anxiety dreams literally about everything else.
But not the teeth falling out dream?
No. Do you know what I have a real dream about all the time?
What?
So I have two strange dreams that are like recurring. I don't have them like every night, but several times a year where it's like, obviously it's on my mind. One is that I've not actually graduated from uni.
Yep.
I really have that where it's like, oh my God, I didn't finish my degree. Or I've got outstanding bills from a degree. It's so weird.
Yeah.
That's a very vivid one. And the other one I have is I'm always getting arrested and taken to jail.
Oh. What for?
I don't even know what for. I'm just always getting arrested.
Oh, that's interesting.
I clearly have a fear of being in trouble or something.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. I haven't heard that one. No. I have two. One is that I haven't studied for an exam and it's the next day.
Oh, okay, similar to the uni one.
And it's always history or biology.
Did you study those?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's always history or biology.
Do you have a degree?
Yeah.
What's it in?
Psychology.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh my God. You mm-hmm. should be able to figure out everything that's going on with you.
Well, I didn't really turn up to tutorials.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's always history or biology. And then I realise the exam is the next day and somebody gives me the book and it's like a foot thick. And I'm not going to learn this in a day, am I? And I'm trying to cram about biology in a day, like plants, photosynthesis. God. That'll do.
Photosynthesis. Sometimes I was thinking, why did we need to know about that?
I don't know, because we're not plants, are we? So it hasn't really.
I'll tell you another little rant as soon as we're having a gripe episode. Mm. Maths, GCSE maths, they teach you Pythagoras theory. They teach you right angles. They don't teach you how to do a fucking tax return.
No, that's true. Or hang a picture.
Legal requirement. Legal requirement.
I hear you, sister. I'm right with you. The other dream that I have, nightmare dream, I'm in a play, but I haven't learnt the part and I'm in the wings and I'm just about to go on and I'm dressed in a pair of tights and a frilly blouse with a sword, but I have no idea what my role is in the play.
I feel like that could be real.
And always in the dream, there's somebody with a copy of the script in their hand beside me and I'm going, let me see my part. And they go, no, you're just going to have to wing it. And I'm like, please just let me see. Give me a synopsis of what I'm supposed to do in this play. And they go, no, you're just going to have to wing it. So, and I always have to go on stage going, I'm here in my tights.
Oh my God.
Yeah, horrible.
So are you playing like Robin Hood or something in that dream?
No, not Robin Hood. I think more sort of Shakespearean.
Interesting. Mm. So not panto?
No, not
panto. Would you ever do a panto?
I've learned never to say never to anything.
That means you totally would if the money spoke, honey. Just in a picture of us.
Would I do panto? Oh, God, I would, Stephen. You know I would. I say...
You would. Yeah. If someone said to you... Because, guys, pantos can pay quite well if you're, like, really famous.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get paid very well, according to Jane Garvey. But, Zoe, you could get 40 grand or something for panto season.
You see, I don't even think that's quite... I don't think that's a lot of money to expose yourself to that level of screaming child for
a
month.
Are you kidding?
No.
You should do it.
No, for... I've been to a panto and the noise and I was so overstimulated by the time I left. I was like, I couldn't do. The other thing about panto is they go on for hours.
They go on for hours. So
2.5, 3 hours.
It's longer than that, babe. At our local theatre. Right, where the local theatre is, there's only limited, like, street parking. So everyone just parks in Asda. But there is a 3-hour maximum in Asda, right, of parking before you get a ticket. And so what happens is, the last act, no one's in because everyone's gone to get their cars.
Out of Asda.
That's how long they are.
Oh, I went to one a couple of years ago. I could not believe it. I just couldn't accept that it was going on for this long.
Yeah.
It was painful. So to perform in that, and the thing is they used to do 3 shows a day on matinee days. They do 3 shows. Now it's only 2. I know this because I was talking to a famous 90s pop star recently who I can't mention for various reasons.
Who would that have been?
But they do panto and they were saying, yeah, it's hard work, very hard work.
Interesting. What, I think, would you ever do like a play, like a serious play?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
My friend Laura Whitmore is in, Is it 222, a ghost story? Yeah. It is phenomenal. Like,
have you seen it?
I went to go and see it and, you know, I know Laura Axe.
Yeah.
But I know, as far as I knew her work, I know her as a great presenter, a great broadcaster. Mm. And so I was like, oh, I wonder what it'll be like.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. The play was so fantastic.
Is it scary?
It's like jumpy. Yeah. And it's one of those things where I came out straight away and I texted a load of people, was like, you should go and see this. You should go and see this. You should go and see this. Like,
did you scream?
Of course. And I was sat on my own. Like, I was like, oh, I just got my own. I've got the night off. Just a box of Maltesers. American woman sat next to me. Box of Maltesers. Glass of Shard. American woman sat next to me. And because I was just kind of like on my own, like watching my friend, I kept jumping. I'll tell you who was fantastic in it. Matt Willis from Busted is in it.
All right.
He is fantastic.
Is he?
And the night I was there, Cheryl Cole was there. All a coincidence. Oh. All a coincidence. I am always one step away from being best friends with Cheryl.
Oh, the Cole. Oh, what's happened to her? What's she doing?
She's laughing at us all as she sat in a mansion living off her millions.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I feel like we didn't even get into some other stuff.
No, we didn't, did we? I was so powered by
being told how to hold a mic.
It's going to take me a week to come down from that.
I can't wait.
It's going to take me a week to come down from this. It was the fact that I kept backing it up.
Yeah.
You learned something tonight, didn't you?
It's the fact that no one... Like, if you were the organiser and saw your eyes start twitching, you would go up to him and go, stop telling her about the mic. Just
the organiser did see my eyes twitch and said,
yeah,
you can hold the mic however you want.
But why not say to him, you're making her twitch?
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't fully concentrate on the podcast this week because I was so angry.
I think it was one of our best yet.
Maybe I need to up my HRT.
I don't really know what that is.
I don't really know what it is, but it just stops me from punching people in Tesco.
Is it a patch?
No, I don't have the patch. I have a tablet.
All right.
Apparently it's made out of horse piss.
Do you have to take it?
Yes, I do, because if I don't... all hell will break loose if I don't. When I started to... Do you reckon the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills must be on HRT? They must be on HRT. They've got to be. They've got to be. Because they're angry anyway. I went to the doctor. This is how I went. And they went, what can I help you with? And they went, I can't do this. They went, sorry? And I went, whatever this is, this... midlife menopause thing. I mean, I can't do it. You're going to have to make this stop. And they went, what do you mean? I went, I can't do this shit. I can't do this road rage, hormonal swinging, eating like a rabid wolf at midnight with my fists, the anger, the heat. I mean, I can't do it. I said, I don't care if other women do it. I don't care if they tofu their way through it. I don't care if they Tibetan singing bowl their way through it. I don't care if they yoga their way through it. I ain't doing it. And I went, there's got to be a tablet to make this stop. And they went, oh, I'll give you that. Give
oh,
me a
my
tablet.
God.
Yeah, and actually, it stopped. It was fine.
Good for you,
yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about your husband of the week.
Right, well, as a change to the normal programming... It's going to be a husband and a divorce of the week for the first time.
Ooh,
yeah.
Go. Discuss.
I will marry that man that showed me how to use a microphone last night. I will woo him for years with presents and I'm going to say sexual titillation just because I don't say it often enough. I will make him feel like an absolute champion. I will make him feel like a king. And I will marry him. And then as soon as we're married, I'll take a microphone and a huge run-up.
I and shove it.
Shove it up his ass and go, well, we've all learnt something now, haven't we? We've all learnt something.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. That, my friend, is called microphone technique.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. You're having hate sex with him.
Oh, hates him. Oh, it's gonna. Oh, I've really got to let this go.
Dear humble listener, what you can't see is Zoe is now on all fours in her bedroom, catching her breath.
Oh, God. I've got to have to, oh, I'm going to have to go and do something for charity or something today just to cleanse myself of this
fucking
aggression.
Hell. Fucking hell. Oh, oh my God. Oh my God. Well, I'm just going to pick Andy Cohen.
Okay, fair enough.
Really fit and he has my dream job. That's.
I can see that for you. I can see you together.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I think I'd blow him and he'd give me a career.
Well, I love
so it's Stephen. Similar to you.
It's the level of class that you bring to this podcast. It's just
thank you.
Second to none.
Well, I'm not shoving a microphone up anyone's ass.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
What do you bring?
And it's cordless, the microphone. I'm shoving up his ass so he can go anywhere with it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's
God.
Not tethered to a...
Well, if he stands too near a speaker, he'd get all that feedback.
Oh, that was another thing he said!
Oh, shit. We were nearly free. We were nearly free, everyone.
He said, did you notice any feedback? And I went, no. And he went, that's because I did my job properly. I'm going to have to double drop my HRT today. I'm going to have to. I'm honestly, I'm standing in the corner.
Please.
I'm double dropping HRT. Otherwise, I'm going to have to find the name of the company that supplied him and track him down and kill him.
No audio experts were harmed during the making of this episode of Let's Talk About the Husband.
No, they weren't.
Oh, guys, that was a really enjoyable episode for me. I mean, you lot might think we have lost our shit.
Yeah, we sort of... We went off-piste with this one. Sorry, we didn't. I didn't really get into the episode of The
Real Housewives.
Listen,
we can come back to it.
Can we come back to it? Can we come back to it?
Because by the next time we record, all three parts of the reunion will have aired, so we can really go deep into it.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's do that. Oh, I'm going to have to go and breathe or something somewhere.
You look like you're going to have a heart attack.
I'm really wound up.
I know. Okay, well, let's say bye to everyone.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends to listen. We really appreciate you. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
A podcast from producerpaul.co.uk.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming and podcast production.